You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. More affordable housing for seniors is coming to Sussex County. CHEER recently broke ground on a project in Georgetown, bringing more low to moderate income senior housing to that area. Elected officials up and down the state have said for years this is one specific type of housing that's needed in the first state. And this week, Delaware Public Media's Joe Irizarry sat down with CHEER's Chief Operating Officer Tom Reardon to discuss their project and where they go from here to attack this issue.
Tom, can you give us a sense of the need for low to moderate income senior housing in Sussex County, and if sometimes that need gets lost in a discussion of affordable workforce housing?
Absolutely. I think everyone knows the need. I think that the need is you know, visible. I think it's intuitive. Everyone knows that the cost of housing is going up, and everyone knows that that impacts everyone. But yes, I think often we look at workforce housing, but we look at low-income housing, but sometimes we forget those seniors that are in that same boat. And I think that's a shame, because we have so many seniors that have worked to build this community to what it is, and now they can't afford to be there. And I think often they're overlooked because often they're alone. We have so many seniors who live alone and don't really have a lot of communication with others, so it's easy to overlook. So we're really excited to bring these 59 new units online real quick, as quick as we can, so we have a place for those people who've given so much to their community already.
We're going to get to that in just a moment, but before, what's the interest in the existing housing stock, wait list, just any kind of request, and how did that inform your decision to pursue this particular project?
Well, I can tell you, CHEER already has a 60-unit senior housing apartment building here on our property in Georgetown, and there's a huge waiting list for that. People are often on that list for two or more years, and so clearly we can see just from that how great the need is.
What is the timeline for this first set of 59 units, and how long will it take to add the others to get to the 236 units? Is funding set, or are we still a work in progress there?
Still definitely a work in progress. Look, we hope to have these first 59 units occupied before the end of 2026. I anticipate construction being completed mid to late fall of 26. When will the other units start coming together? I don't know. The funding is not established for those yet, but we continue to work on it, and we know that this community has a lot of support for that, and we know that it will come.
When it comes to the funding, how do you acquire that? Is that some sort of partnership, county, state, private partnership? I mean, how would you go about it?
The answer to that question is yes. It's all of the above. It really is. There are state funds, there are federal funds, there are county funds, there are town funds, there's, you know, private donors, there's businesses. I think everyone knows the need, and I think people generally want to help. They want to be a part of the solution, and so I think the people are eager to give, and we're so grateful for them, because they've done such an amazing thing here that's going to have such a lasting impact. So the answer to your question of where does the funding come from is simply yes, it comes from everywhere.
Is it easier to try to get the funding knowing that the governor, legislators, county officials, even the federal delegation, they're always talking about affordable housing? Does it help that you know that they're on your side here? It's just a matter of just trying to find where to get the money?
Of course. And I think that holds true not just for the the public money, but for the private donors as well. Everyone knows that there's a need. It's very easy to sell something when people can see the need and the outcome. You can see such a difference. You can see an immediate and real impact when someone has a place to live.
The apartments that are going up, what are they like? Is there a variety of offerings here?
Generally speaking, they're fairly similar. One-bedroom apartments with a living area, a kitchen with a little seating area, one bathroom. There's not a lot of variety in the apartments, really, but they're not mansions, but to the people that live there, it's the perfect place.
How do they compare to the units that are already there?
They're going to be very similar. The building is going to be very similar to what we currently have. In fact, I believe the footprint is almost identical.
What's the difference in age between the facility, the building you already have there, to now? I mean, is there like a big difference? Will you have to eventually update those to like match these? Or is it going to be, like you said, it's still just pretty similar? That doesn't have to happen.
I think they're pretty similar, and I don't think there has to be a lot. You know, we just invested in the existing building with new carpets in common areas, new painting. We've upgraded a few things. I don't think there's going to be a huge difference. Of course, you know, it's a newer building, and there's not going to be the scratches on the walls. The carpets are going to be brand new. There's going to be things. But generally speaking, I think we have worked hard to ensure that the housing that we currently have stays up to date and stays, you know, I think we're investing in some efficiency type things, so water efficiency, insulation in the current building as well, so that we're ensuring that we have the very best for everyone.
The need for the new administration and support services building, what do they currently offer, and how will this expand and improve services?
First of all, right now, our staff is split. We have some people in a building in one part of town, some people in a building in another part of town. This is going to bring everyone together, which I really believe is going to help a lot. I think it's going to help the communication. Yeah, we're very good at emailing each other and talking on the phone. But I think something is lost when you have, you know, one part of your team here and another part of your team somewhere else. You know, you don't get to sit down and have lunch with them. You don't get to, you know, have a time where you're just joking around. So I think that's going to do it, which I think is going to improve morale, which I think is going to improve our productivity. I think it's going to bring a lot of benefit to the organization in general. Plus, it will add more space altogether. So, you know, there will be more offices here in the community center that are available. It will allow us to do a lot more things here in the community center for the community rather than having us crammed into the small spaces.
And how important is it to have the services adjacent to the housing?
I think what it's going to do is it's going to make us have us be close to the people that we serve. And I think there's value to that because we get to hear them, we get to see them, we get to know what their needs are. And that's going to help us provide programs that meet actual needs.
What's been the reaction so far to this building, the groundbreaking, and the approval, and just now that it's going up?
It's honestly been a little overwhelming. A lot of people have called, you know, I think we know that there is a need for affordable senior housing. I don't think we expected as many phone calls as we've received already. How do I get on the list? How do I get an apartment? And so, you know, there's also been the positive, you know, everyone comes by and says, wow, I'm so glad that that's finally happening. I think everyone knows that the need is so profound that they're just excited that it's happening. But yeah, the response has been overwhelming. People need this.
When you see that type of response, whether it be from the people, whether it be from elected officials, how great is it for you guys to know that, you know, you seem like you're doing a good job and you're doing what you want to provide?
It's a great feeling, but it is a double-edged sword. When I hear so many people calling in, I recognize that there is such a need, and that's, listen, I am excited that we can do this. I'm thrilled that we can make an impact. And I know that if we can impact even one life, it's worth it. But it just grieves me a little bit to see how many people are needing this. And that makes me want to get all of them done immediately. You know, I want to do all four of them. I want to build 10 more because I think the need is there. So it's great to know that we're doing something so concrete and so tangible that's going to meet such a need. But it's also a little heartbreaking to see how much more need there is.
Will you possibly maybe expand to either there or other places in the future, or is that just a wait and see to that?
I think I can accurately say that everyone at CHEER wants to do everything that we can. We have no plans beyond this at this point, and quite honestly, this is an ambitious plan that we have. So it is a wait and see. What I can say is that everyone on this team wants to do everything that they can. So could there be more in the future? Sure. There is no plan for it now, but I know everyone here will keep working as long as there is still a need.
Let's say somebody wants to either get on a wait list or they just want to inquire about some of the low to moderate income senior housing. How do they do that?
Well, the best thing is to go to our website. We have a page just for this that is cheerde.com/senior-citizen-housing. I know that's a mouthful. But they can also call us at 302-515-0001.
Thanks to CHEER's Chief Operating Officer Tom Reardon and our Joe Irizarry for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, Arts Playlist, where we check out the latest Delaware Division of the Arts Mezzanine Gallery exhibition. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.